The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.
Savage Eye is coming back to our screens for a final solution. And David McSavage is in to talk to us about that and other things. We need a final solution at this stage, don't we, for the country, David?
Yeah, we do. Yes. Where did you come up with that title? That's a good one.
That's the lady from RTE told us that. Do you not talk to them about what the name
of
your programs?
No, I don't talk to them directly. I talk through, there's a producer in Blinder.
Right.
And she talks to those people.
Okay.
So they talk to her and then...
Right, so it's like mediation.
I don't think that's a good name. It's the Savage Eye, the final solution.
Right. Well, would you like to change it now on air? We can get on to them.
Yeah, I think there's a better...
It's the best of. Is it the best of or is there new stuff?
Well, no, it's actually the... Narrator is giving a summation of his 5 years of examination. So he's, but within that summary, hopefully there are some the best sketches are there.
It is
a matter of opinion, and the two directors, Damien O'Donnell and Kieran Walsh, they don't know what they're talking about a lot of the time, and I know better.
But
unfortunately, they're sort of in a position of power in that regard.
God.
So there's always that tension. I mean,
right.
They do know, but not really.
But it is you. It is you. It's a vehicle for you. And without it would be nothing. They can't direct nothing.
I would love for you to have been in on the arguments going... Sorry, just hold on a sec, Damien, Kieran. Ray D'Arcy, could you come in? Sorry, this is a vehicle... For David, without him, there would be nothing. No, it doesn't work like that. It's not a vehicle for me. Vehicle.
Huh? Well, it is a vehicle. A vehicle. I do own this vehicle.
I always feel like every time. I mean,
now,
Don't start. Every time we see
this
each other,
is going to be a normal conversation, as normal as it can be.
Did you see PJ Gallagher has a new radio show on? Have you heard the
4FM?
Yeah. Have you listened to it?
No.
Jesus. Well, it's very old-fashioned. It's kind of, you know. I didn't realise that people listen to, you know, I'm still standing, you know.
Yeah.
Jesus. And then you've got the newsreader, and she comes on and she talks like that. Why do newsreaders talk like that? She sounds very angry. You know, like she wants to kill you. I hate my life. Good evening at 6 o'clock. What is the point? And she starts telling you about the traffic. There's traffic in most...
Everywhere.
I wouldn't... Even if I was it's the most pointless thing.
Yeah.
So you have that dropping in every 10 seconds and then really bad songs from the 80s. And then, I don't know...
He's only starting. You know, I'd give him a break. Confirmation bias.
I love PJ.
Yeah. Confirmation bias. I was trying to.
This is supposed to be a chat. Now you've made me feel awkward about talking.
No.
Go on.
I was trying to think of that confirmation bias because we had Damien Dempsey on there, and he said he had a premonition.
Yeah.
2 days before he plucked two guys out of the Slaney River, he saved their lives. He said he had a premonition, and I said, no, that's just confirmation bias, because if he had that thought about plucking people out of water,
right?
And the incident didn't happen in Slaney. Well then,
What does confirmation bias mean?
It's like for example,
if you have your confirmation that God looks kindly on you.
No,
sorry.
It's like, say for example, you had a dream last night that you were going to you were meeting somebody from your past. You're
going to kick a duck beside the canal.
Well, say you did that, and then it happened that you kicked a duck today.
Yeah.
You would say it's a premonition.
Right.
But it's not really. It's just confirmation bias. It's just you're sort of connecting two things.
Damien Dempsey, is he the guy who sings with the Dublin accent?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's from Dublin and he has a Dublin accent, so he sings with the Dublin accent. He sings with his own accent.
Yeah, he's a bit annoying to me.
Is he?
Yeah.
I think you got out. Firstly, you got up late.
No, but it's
and you got
okay.
out. You got out the wrong side of the bed.
Wait a second.
And everything's
there's
annoying
nothing wrong. I know, Ray. You like to keep everything on an even keel.
I don't
here, but I have opinions.
Yes.
And sometimes they're just. I like to hear words coming out of my mouth.
Fine.
I don't even believe what I just said.
You find him annoying?
No, I don't actually. I kind of like him. I just want. I've heard people say that about him.
How are you? After all that, that's small talk there now.
Yeah, how am I? I'm okay. I'm writing this thing at the moment. I'm editing a thing called Poor Me and the Bastards.
Yes.
And it's taking up an awful lot of my time. And
who's that for?
That's for, well, you know, I'm trying to get this new TV show idea, but I'm very afraid that it's not good. You know, but I've put so much work into it. And then, you know, like last night, I'm just thinking, Jesus, maybe that's it. Maybe that's... The Savage Eye thing, maybe that's all it was. You know, that's as far as that was my biggest achievement, and that would be isn't that terrible? So you're working so hard on something, and sometimes because you work so hard on something, you think it actually, because you put so much time in it, you think, oh, it must be of value. And then I think also, you know, if you fail too much on a project, it's natural for you just to think, well, that's enough, I've had enough of that. And so that's where I feel at the moment. But I've put so much work into it, and so it is quite.
Do you know? Firstly, it may be very good, and the other thing is it may be shit, but yes, you can do something else.
Yeah.
I read Graham Norton has a memoir at the moment, and you know, people would know this, but he sort of produces all his stuff as well as presents it, so he's heavily involved. But he had a number of complete, like, turkeys over the years,
and he had to do those things to get to where he is.
Yeah.
But the point is, yeah, but, yes, yeah. But do you have the strength or the determination to stay on with it?
That's, and like, I was talking to somebody recently about, say, and you're, it's similar. It's like movies as well. Mm-hmm. You give over, like, how long have you been working on this?
About 6 months.
Yeah, that's 6 months of your life.
Yeah.
And then that's difficult to come back from. But yeah, but I think people can, and people have, and people do.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's what I'm working on at the moment,
right.
And I really want it to be brilliant. but the amount of work and effort and determination and focus required to make something brilliant, like a TV show, that it, you know, with the characters, the story, you know, just everything, it requires a lot of failure and trial and error.
Mm.
And I think it's natural that people do stop doing things, because it is quite painful, you know, when you work on something for a long time and then you think, oh God, that's not good.
And it's you. You're exposing yourself, aren't you?
And oh yeah, definitely. Yes, that's the other thing about when you present yourself, it's quite a vulnerable thing to do. Here, look, this is what I've done, and you can see that's terrible. So it is like a personal kind of.
Yeah.
You're actually not good at the thing you're doing. Which means you're not good as a person. But I mean, it's good. But it's good. Then it wakes you up. It's like smelling salts. And then you think, right, well, do I want to get good at that thing? And sometimes it could be the person who's looking at it. You know,
and
I mean, likability is also.
But nobody sets out to make anything that's shit. You know, nobody says, I tell you what, people don't gather in a room and go, we're going to make a really bad TV program. You know, everybody aspires for it to be brilliant. And somewhere along the way,
I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know about that. I think people are quite delusional, and they think that just because they're saying it, it has value. It's kind of like, you know, when actors or actresses, famous, they go on to chat shows and they're not prepared, and they assume just because of their fame that everything that comes out of their mouth has value, and it doesn't. They're just boring. You're not interesting. You've got nothing to say.
Yeah.
And you're talking about your cat, but just because, you know, you're Julia Roberts
or whoever,
and you've got too many teeth in your head, you know, you're interesting.
Do you watch Graham Norton?
I do.
Yeah, who would?
He's a fantastic interviewer.
Isn't he?
Howard Stern is a great interviewer.
Mm.
You're getting good. Jesus, terrible.
It's taken a long time. But do you know, I'm not going to hex it now because we're going to take much break.
No,
but
Jesus.
What I'm going to say, this is probably the most normal conversation we've ever had.
Yeah. Well, you see, but you take responsibility for it too, Ray.
Oh, yes, of course I do. I do, yeah, I do. This is a two-way thing. There's two of us in it.
Yeah, I know.
It's like a relationship. It's like a relationship.
Yes, it is a relationship.
There's two of us in it. How many times have you said that over the years? It's not just me. You're here too.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
So, The Savage Eye is coming back to our screens for a final solution. That's the name of it, been given by RT. And Dave McSavage is on tour throughout December and into January. So, Glanmire Hotel in Cork, Friday the 5th. And then Viking Theatre, Clontarf, over Christmas. That's the 27th and 28th. And then Purty Loft in Dunleary on Monday, 29th. And Thursday, 22nd January, in O'Keefe's and Clonmel. And then the GB Show, that's the George Bernard Shaw Theatre in Carlow, April 18th. Do you find Christmas crowds today more difficult or easier?
They're fine. Obviously, sometimes when people are very... The worst are the corporate gigs, which I don't do, can't do. Well, nobody hires me anymore. I mean, I'm actually quite broke. I mean, all the money that I made on Savage Eye is gone.
Right.
So I'm just literally... What do they... Hand to fist? Hand to mouth? hand to mouth, fist to somebody. I love fisting. Oh God!
Oh, no. No!
I don't even know what I'm
saying. We're all having a good time,
and then you had to ruin it. That's funny. In the break, I said that I heard this a lot when I was a kid growing up. My mother would say to me, "We were all having a good time, and then you had to ruin it all for everyone." And it was one of those maxims that floats around Irish families. So I heard that a lot.
And you that was yours. I didn't hear it.
But anyway,
no,
I'm broke. So. I'm glad to do any gigs at the moment. Drunk people, you know, and yeah,
whatever.
I've been sober now 3 months. Thank you, Jesus.
Have you?
Yeah. I went back in the drink for 8 months.
Yes, because the last time you were with us, you brought John with us, and then I went out for lunch, and then you accosted me apologising for something that you hadn't said.
Because I was hungover or something.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been drunk now. I've been sober. I've been sober 3 months, August 17th. So it's great.
And how long were you on it when you were
eight
on it
months.
Then? 8 months. And you
eight
were
months.
Off it prior
10
to that?
10 years.
10 years, Gene.
Yeah. 10 years, eight. But the thing about the not drinking is, yeah. You know, for me, it's not sustainable. That's sort of the where you wake up in the morning. Who did I? What did I say? I've got a blackout. You know, diarrhea all day. Fantastic, love that. You know,
you paint a lovely picture.
No, but you know, that's the reality of you know, alcoholism, and then you know, and the way the mind goes, and the lack of productivity. So that's it.
And
no drinking.
Do you get anxious as well then when you're increased heart rate and all that?
Well, you think you're that impending sense of death.
Yes,
is about to. Yeah, so
and that isn't a big enough deterrent. That isn't a big enough deterrent, though.
Well
obviously,
it's not a big enough deterrent. Maybe the first, you know, the first 25 times, but then, you know, after 75 of those,
right?
Or, you know, 180.
You know,
finally, it stops you. And also, thank God, my two boys, and Daniel and Jack. And you know, it's actually, you know, that you think about, you put yourself in their position. Mm. How would they feel, you know, and the people you love. So it's kind of almost, you know, it's a very gentle sort of suicide. So if you take into consideration people who actually love you, and then you think, well, you know, so that helps you. And then people are, when you do, I tended to, when I stopped drinking, I said to people, look, I'm stopping drinking. And people are very supportive, and that really helps you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
And you've mentioned Jesus and God three times now.
Don't worry.
No, I'm not.
I was just using it like, you know. No.
In a sort of a, you know,
figure
of speech way, as opposed to...
No, I'm not. I don't believe in the Christian type of all-knowing, all-seeing, sort of dictatorial God.
Right.
Yeah.
But something out there has helped
you. Oh, I have the answers to the life, meaning, in the universe, but I'm not willing to share them at this moment.
Okay.
I will be
That'll
going
cost us.
To... Galway Square, and I don't know any. Right. I just enjoy. It's like you don't need to know how the engine works in a car to enjoy driving. So just
but somebody does, you see.
Somebody does.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the creator, the divine energy, whatever created you. I mean, I like.
No, what I'm saying is it's not a good analogy, because somebody has created an engine and they know exactly how every working part works and why it works together, whereas nobody knows about. Why we're here.
Well, I asked a guy in Austin, Texas. I was doing it, you know, for the Savage Eye. And he said, why are we not here? We're not here, man, because we're not there. And he said, yeah, we're here. We're not. Yeah. Good night.
Good night, and God bless.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.